All right, Brooke, you're going for negative one win today.
Okay.
You're at negative two. You've lost two in a row.
No.
And you're going to be playing Brandon in Burien. What's up, Brandon?
I hate to correct you, but I've lost three in a row.
Three.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because
I know. It's
one.
Hard to talk about, even for you. You got choked up. You blocked it out. I understand.
I did. So, yeah, you've lost three in a row. Thank you for the correction.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be playing Brandon in Burien. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Brandon. Have you heard the last 3 days?
No, I actually haven't, but, you know, honestly, you'll probably get back on track today.
Where's the
okay, Brandon. Well, glad for that vote of confidence on
you. Yeah, I just wanted to give you something to walk away with.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks for throwing me a bone, Brandon.
All right, Brooke is leaving the studio. Brandon, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go, man. Your time starts now. According to a new study, 75% of people at a buffet will take the item at the start or the end of the line.
Start.
When referring to time, what does the P in PM stand for?
Pass.
Elvis Presley entered the army and managed to ascend to what military ranking?
General.
If you burn copper, what color will the flame be?
Blue.
Okay, got that in. Only a few questions, but that's okay. Brooke has not been doing very well. I'll bring her back into the studio. So you don't think your chances are very good, Brandon?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Any reason why you called up to play? You just bored?
Yeah, pretty much. Just taking a little break, so thought I'd give it a chance. First time actually getting through the line, so.
All right, cool. Brooke, this might be just what you need to get back on track.
Let's hope.
That was.
Are you,
it's
you ready?
Been a hard week. Yeah.
Okay. Here
it's
we go. Your time starts now. According to a new study, 75% of people at a buffet will take the item at the start or the end of the line.
End.
When referring to time, what does the P in PM stand for?
Post.
Elvis Presley entered the army and managed to ascend to what military ranking?
Pass.
If you burn copper, what color will the flame be?
Green.
Which side of the road does the majority of the world drive on, left or right?
Right.
In 1933, the board game...
Monopoly.
Okay, got that in on time. I couldn't finish the question, but that's fine. All right, let's send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose...
But I do love nuts.
Bolaños.
Nice! Brandon, you were really chill. You went slow. You got one correct.
There we go.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Did you lose for the fourth time in a row?
It's not even funny, sir.
You got four correct. You win.
Thank God.
Congratulations.
Brooke did the unthinkable.
It's not the unthinkable, you guys. For once, I lost three times in a row. It's never. I mean, we've been playing this game for freaking years, man.
All right. Sorry, Brandon. No money for you, but you did give Brooke some confidence, so hopefully she can carry that on into tomorrow. But let's go over the answers. According to a new study, 75% of people at a buffet will take the item at the start of the line. Subconsciously, diners want to start filling their empty plate as soon as possible, and they grab whatever the first item is at the buffet. When referring to time, what does the P and PM stand for? Post. Elvis Presley entered the army and managed to ascend to sergeant. Sergeant
really?
Presley.
Wow.
If you burn copper, what color will the flame be? Green. Potassium will be purple. Lead will be blue. Which side of the road does the majority of the world drive on, left or right? The right. And in 1933, the whole question was, this board game used to be called the Landlord's Game. What's it called today? And the answer is Monopoly.
Good guess in the dark.
Board game, old Monopoly.
Got it. Brandon, you didn't win the money, but just for playing today, you win a 4-pack of tickets to Emerald Downs Washington Cup on August 28th.
Sweet.
Six Washington bred horses compete for stakes worth a total of $300,000. Just go to emeralddowns.com for more information. All right, Brandon, you take care, man.
All right.
All right. We'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Winbrook's Bucks is brought to you by D.R. Horton. You can find your new home at drhorton.com.
Moving 92.5.